This is KCUR 89.3. Social media tools like Facebook have allowed some independent musicians to build audiences without relying on agents or big record labels. But after recent concerns about Facebook's use of private data, KCUR's Alex Smith checked in with some Kansas City musicians to see whether they were rethinking their relationship with the platform. Take what I will give, I will only give much more.
And if you want, I'll say I love you. Stefan Singleton has been making music for as long as he can remember, and it's all been building up to this moment. He's on the verge of releasing his first solo album.
I'm so excited. I've never worked harder on anything in my entire life. It's my heart, and I get to finally share that.
He describes his music as a marriage of Prince and Billie Holiday. It's got elements of grunge and folk, and he hopes to get it out to a wide audience.
Everyday people to not-so-everyday people, to black, to white, to Asian, to Latino, to trans, to queer, to a 15-year-old that's going through a really hard time or hard breakup.
And he can reach all those people through Facebook. But lately, he's been having second thoughts about using it.
It's troubling that we kind of have this trust in Facebook to make sure that we were safe and that our information was safe. And then we find out that it's not. It's not, you know.
Yet Facebook and the internet have changed the way the music business works in ways that are hard to ignore. Jesse Cates is a singer, songwriter, guitarist for The Sexy Accident. He's your new boyfriend. Cates was playing in bands before most people had even heard of the internet. Back then, venues and record labels still took out lots of print ads to promote shows or albums. Most cities had multiple news outlets covering local music, and bands themselves would plaster towns with flyers in the weeks before a show. But Cates says that by the mid to late 2000s, free and easy to use social media platforms were making those promotional tools obsolete.
Over time, the use of the flyers and the time it takes to put them up and it has started to feel less and less useful and important.
He eventually soured on Facebook after former National Security Agency contractor Edward Snowden leaked documents about government surveillance programs.
I was trying to make some sort of statement. I figured, okay, what does this feel like? Let me try this. Let me delete my Facebook account.
But it didn't last long.
Okay, so what I'm doing right now on Facebook is I have two different shows this weekend. I have
Realizing how limited his promotions would be without Facebook, he rejoined almost immediately. But he says it's becoming harder and harder for musicians to use the platform, since its always changing algorithm seems to reduce the visibility of promotional posts.
You just kind of have to figure out these weird hacks, like if I post up a picture of the poster and I wait for people to start clicking on it and sharing it, and then I follow on with an edit with the information about the show, then it'll get seen.
So are musicians stuck with a platform that's lost their trust and hard to use? Not necessarily, according to Ari Herstand. He's a musician, author, and band consultant based in Los Angeles.
If you don't want to be on Facebook, then you just have to get really creative about how you're going to reach your audience.
Facebook is huge. It has more than 1 billion users, but it's not that popular with many groups, especially teenagers. Depending on who they're trying to reach, many bands might have better luck using platforms that aren't household names.
There are some artists that have put their entire strategy into live streaming on YouNow, and they've built their entire career that way.
And there still is a world outside of social media and the whims of algorithms. Herstand says one of the best ways musicians can get out from under Facebook's thumb is the nearly medieval email list.
With your email list, you own those contacts. On every social media platform, you rent your fans to that social media platform. At any point, Facebook could flip a switch and you lose access to every fan that you have on Facebook.
And while he's not holding his breath, Herstand thinks Facebook could do a lot to rebuild bridges with musicians instead of treating them like businesses.
I would love to see them create a music division at Facebook and see what they could do to really help out independent musicians reach a larger audience and sustain careers.
Stefan Singleton says he's hopeful that Facebook will make some major changes or that another platform will come along. Until then, with his musical dreams on the line, he just can't afford to give up the free promotion that Facebook offers.
If someone creates something, I'm on. Like, give it to me, you know? But until then, I don't feel bad for using the platform. I gotta get it any way I can.
Especially with his debut album on the way early this summer. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Alex Smith.